Welcome to the Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast brought to you by DragonMount.com.
If he's tapping his thumb, Morden, as opposed to doing it himself.
I think Samael was pretty buff.
I haven't really thought about that part of it, but I guess that would probably be true. I mean, that would be the most dramatic, to have them not fighting side by side, but instead of having two separate areas.
Rand has people around him that are really good generals. Matt is a good general. Ruark is, you know, really commands the IO really well.
I think so. I do think that Lon will survive the last battle.
Hello everyone, I'm Jason and welcome to our special Dragon Con podcast. As we've been advertising for several weeks, we recorded some of our podcasts live at Dragon Con. As with any live recording, issues do sometimes pop up. And unfortunately, some of the podcasts that we recorded, the sound is very distorted. Not being an audio engineer, I'm not sure if I did something wrong while recording or what exactly happened, but we do have the major portions of our recording. First up, we interviewed the host of the Wheel of Time at DragonCon, Jennifer Liang, and here are her comments and my questions for her.
Jen, what is DragonCon? What does DragonCon do for the Wheel of Time?
DragonCon is a four-day-long science fiction / fantasy / everything else convention. What we do here is we have a Wheel of Time track, which is one of 37 programming tracks, and DragonCon has programming tracks devoted to Star Trek, to Tolkien, to Buffy, to podcasting this year. Stargate has one this year. So there's just a lot of different fandoms that congregate here, and Wheel of Time is now one of them.
How long at Dragon Con has the Wheel of Time had a presence?
This is our sixth year.
What are some of your favorite memories? Tell us about some of the crazy things that happened in the past few years.
Is there a rating on this? Can it?
There's
PG?
No rating, not as far as I know.
There, obviously, with 6 years, there's been a lot of things that have happened. Some of them have been incredibly filthy. My favorite memory is from last year. Dragon Con is the only science fiction convention in the world that we know of that has an annual parade. And the Wheel of Time track is always represented in the parade. I make sure of that. Last year, Robert Jordan was here, and I was marching the parade, and I dress as the Omerlin seat for the parade, and I was marching down Peachtree Street, which is Atlanta's main street. It is the street to be on in Atlanta, and as we passed the Hyatt, which is one of the convention hotels, up on the planters that are around the Hyatt was Robert Jordan and his wife cheering and clapping and screaming for us, and it was awesome.
Jennifer, tell of our podcast listeners, how would someone get in touch with you if they have questions?
Okay. I have a website where I post information about the Dragon Con track, about the Wheel of Time track. It's www.ageoflegends.net. If you're interested in information about the general Dragon Con, about everything else that's going on, you want to go to www.dragoncon.org.
Thanks very much for the great comments. I think a lot of people will be very interested to hear in what exactly happens at Dragon Con. The next part of our podcast, what I want to do is, first I want to mention that Ben was going to be with us this week. Unfortunately, he was unable to make it. No, he didn't die. He did want me to express to everyone his apologies for not being able to be here.
I want to give special thanks to Jennifer for being so gracious enough to take the time out of her Dragon Con to answer our questions and give us some great information. The next part of our live show, we wanted to get some comments from our audience. Again, some of the comments we're going to be listening to were cut short due to the weird distortion, and I think maybe the giant life-size Jabba the Hutt outside the room was playing tricks on us.
One thing that we like to talk about on our podcast every week is that people that listen every week know. We talk about who's going to live, who's going to die. So I'm going to read off some names, and I'd love to get volunteers to come up and tell me who, when I say this person's name, do you think they're going to live, do you think they're going to die, and tell me why. The first person that I just randomly wrote on my list is going to be Min. So who wants to come up and talk about Is Min going to survive the last battle, or is she going to die? Is there room for her?
Oh, yeah, definitely. She'll definitely live, mainly because it's already been seen. It's more of the King Arthur and the Avalon the ending of that whole story. So definitely, history-wise, will survive, but he definitely.
And I thought about this for a long time, and then every time I think about it, I come back to my original thought. I think she's going to live. I debate, is she going to live or is she going to die? It ties in with my thought that Rand is going to die. But we'll talk about Rand later. Anyone else want to talk about Min, or do you want to move on to the next one? How about Matt? Is Matt going to live, or is Matt going to die? Come on up.
I go by Leonara on most of the forums, and I think that Matt, I think he's going to end up dying while doing the right thing. He might not want to do the right thing until it hits him in the face, but it usually happens.
At this point, we did actually lose the audio, but we are going to pick it up right at the point where I'm ranting on who I think Taim is and his connection to Demandred.
Means that Majum Taim is Demandred, but I think actually what it means is that the Invisible Man is Demandred, and he's the one teaching Majum Taim. Taim knows...
Taim would be the knife.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Taim is exactly... Taim is the knife. Taim knows things that he really shouldn't know, and the one example that sticks out in my mind is when Rand showed Taim how to make a gateway. He referred to it exactly as a gateway. Later in the chapter, I think it actually might even be the next paragraph, Taim mentions and calls it traveling. There would be no way that he would know specifically that it would be traveling unless someone else had already taught him, and he picked it up on the first try. He does that with a lot of weaves. He picks things up on the first try. So to me, that means that someone else is teaching him. Does anyone think any different? Does that make sense to everyone? Everyone's come up to the same conclusion, Joe says, and I agree. Now to one that people don't come to the same conclusion with me on. I think the Dark One is a female. And I think that so many of the books, and it's such a big part of Rand that he's not going to kill a woman again. Why is that? What is that leading up to? Obviously, he's going to have to kill a woman at some point. And my thoughts on the last battle is that there's going to be a battle going on, and then Rand is going to be having his, I like to call it a Gandalf moment, away from everyone else, not helping anyone else except fighting a larger battle than what anyone else knows. So I think the Dark One's going to be female, and I think he's going to have to throw that part away in order to either get by, maybe the Dark One puts a female in front of him, or maybe the Dark One really is, and he's going to have to actually fight and eventually either kill or seal back up. Does anyone think anything different? And if you're brave enough, come right up to the mic.
I'm Jess. And, well, I don't have an exact opinion as to if the Dark One is male or female. I just feel that your reasoning, maybe just overthinking a little bit, in that all the whole thing about killing women could be just a hardened thing.
Or make him, humanize him a little bit more.
Yeah, or make him too hard now.
That concludes our live show at DragonCon. Unfortunately, I know that sometimes these issues pop up, but we're already planning our live show for next year, and we're hoping to have a great show for everyone. I also want to thank the folks that came to the podcasting forum. I was able to meet some of my favorite podcasters. I'm not sure at this point if that was recorded and if it'll be posted on the net to download, but if it is, I'll let everyone know on our upcoming podcasts. I encourage everyone to think about going to DragonCon next year and hear our live show. If you have any questions, feel free to email myself, jason@dragoncon.com, and I will get in touch with the appropriate people. We'll get your questions answered. Anything that can get a larger presence for the Wheel of Time at DragonCon would be appreciated. The Fourth Age Podcast is brought to you by DragonMount.com. For advertising, please email advertising@dragonmount.com. The music for our podcast is brought to you by Josh Needleman. You can visit his site at www.scriberocks.com.
Thank you.